Hi, this is Dan Ratcliffe, and this is the Marietta Daily Journal podcast for Saturday, January 9th. Here are today's top stories. A Kennesaw woman among four dead in the Capitol Hill riots. A handful of Cobb ballots remain and will be uploaded Saturday. Problems plague vaccine rollout as Georgia hits 600,000 cases and 10,000 deaths. And Hutchins sworn in as Cobb school board member, Scammahorn elected chair, Banks vice chair.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Our top story today, a Kennesaw woman was among four people who died during Wednesday's riots in Washington, police say. D.C. Metro Police Chief Robert Conti announced Thursday that 34-year-old Roseanne Boylan died during the assault on the United States Capitol. Police currently believe that Boylan died of a medical emergency. Little information about Boylan is known at this time. Police did not say if she was involved with the storming of the Capitol building. On her Facebook page, Boylan shared a number of links alleging the 2020 election was fraudulent. Police also confirmed Ashley Babbitt, who's 35 years old, was shot and killed by law enforcement during the riots. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Cobb election workers have counted all but 2,000 ballots, all of which they expect to upload Saturday, the county announced on social media Thursday. According to the county, there are fewer than 100 absentee ballots being adjudicated, up to 682 provisional ballots, up to 325 ballots in need of signature cures, and more than 1,000 ballots issued to citizens living abroad whose votes will be counted if they arrive before 5 p.m. Friday. Come Saturday, Cobb may upload fewer than 2,000 votes. Not all citizens living abroad will have cast a ballot or cast one that will arrive before the Friday deadline, and not all voters who cast a provisional ballot will cure it before the deadline. Ballot review panels may find that some ballots in need of adjudication need to be tossed in the event that, say, someone marked their ballot in a way that makes it impossible to determine who they voted for. Cobb uploaded some 7,000 ballots Wednesday night, bringing the countywide totals to 358,455, almost 92% of the turnout of the November 3rd general election. A total of 543,414 people were registered to vote in the runoff. National outlets called the race for both of Georgia's U.S. Senate seats Wednesday. Incumbents Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, both Republicans. Loeffler will be replaced by Raphael Warnock. Perdue will be replaced by John Ossoff. In the race for one of 5 seats on the State Public Service Commission, incumbent Lauren Bubba McDonald, a Republican, fought off Daniel Blackman, a Democrat. In all 3 races, the Democrats outperformed in Cobb relative to the rest of the state. In Cobb, Ossoff, Warnock, and Blackman earned 56%, 56.8%, and 54.7% of the vote, respectively. Statewide, those figures were 50.4%, 50.8%, and 49.4%. You can search all over America, but you'll find America's largest gun store in Cobb County, Georgia. Adventure Outdoors, proud supporter of the Second Amendment and the red, white, and blue, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day. Did you know Adventure Outdoors is also home to one of Georgia's largest shooting ranges, the Remington Range, with basic range memberships starting at only $25 per month, which includes unlimited lane rental, 3 free firearm rentals per month, free shirt and hat, priority lane placement, and guest passes. Adventure Outdoors also offers family, corporate, and group plans. One of America's top shooting facilities is right here in Cobb County, and for only $25 a month, you can be a member and receive unlimited lane rentals and so much more. Support the Second Amendment and your right to own and bear arms, and practice and learn at Adventure Outdoors Remington Range today. Adventure Outdoors, South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, or online at adventureoutdoors.us. Georgia is falling far behind in the race to vaccinate millions of residents against COVID-19. The first doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine arrived in Georgia December 14th, but more than 3 weeks later, Georgia is still struggling to administer the over 500,000 vaccines that have so far been shipped to the state. The Department of Public Health says of those 500,000 doses, just 123,000 have been administered as of January 6th. That puts Georgia at 48th in the nation for vaccinations per 100,000 residents, according to the CDC. That's particularly problematic because Moderna says its vaccine has a shelf life of 30 days. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine lasts slightly longer under correct conditions, but also requires storage temperatures of negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit. The Department of Public Health did not respond to an inquiry as to whether any vaccines in Georgia have expired. Governor Brian Kemp has attributed the rollout difficulties to the disparity in demand levels for the vaccine between rural and urban regions. We have more people that want to get vaccinated in the metro area than we have vaccines, and it's completely the reverse of that in parts of rural Georgia. The demand is not there, Kemp said at a December 31st news conference. That spurred Kemp to authorize the expansion of vaccine eligibility to public safety workers and residents ages 65 and up. Cobb Douglas Public Health has followed suit, announcing earlier this week it will begin vaccinating these groups on January 12th. The local health agency has also converted Jim R. Miller Park to a full-time vaccination site as of Thursday. Dr. Janet Meemark, head of the organization, was on scene to administer vaccines in a drive-thru at the park.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
And finally, Leroy Trey Hutchins has officially joined the Cobb County Board of Education, and Randy Scammahorn is the new board chair. Hutchins, a Democrat who ran last year without opposition, replaces Democrat David Morgan on the board. He was sworn in Thursday by Cobb County Superior Court Judge Kelly Hill. Hutchins told the media after the ceremony he's excited to finally get the chance to serve the children, not just in his post, but throughout all of Cobb County. Scammahorn became the new board chair when he was nominated by David Banks and elected 4-3 along party lines, with Democrats Jaha Howard, Sharice Davis, and Hutchins voting for Davis as chair. Scammahorn then nominated Banks to be vice chair, which was approved in the same 4-3 vote, with the three Democrats voting for Hutchins as vice chair. Davis and Howard both suggested that candidates give statements before the board elected the chair and vice chair, but were shut down by former board chair Brad Wheeler. "I don't see the need for that," Wheeler told Howard. Hutchins said later he wasn't surprised by how the board elected the new chair and vice chair or the results. "It is what it is," Hutchins said. This board is in need of some reconciliation, so hopefully I'm here to help bring about the change that's necessary. Scammahorn said after the meeting that his main priorities are students, faculty and staff safety, maintaining academic excellence, and paying teachers and staff as much as possible.
I'm Shannon Ebersole. Around Town with J.K. Murphy is brought to you by Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue West Cub. What's going on around town, J.K.?
Wednesday's storming of the United States Capitol that's been described as the starkest domestic assault on our democracy in memory has triggered an outpouring of reaction at home and abroad. Around Town reached out to several in the community, checked social media accounts, and emptied the email inbox to gather these heartfelt responses to the bizarre events of this past week. Marietta Councilwoman Cheryl Richardson said, "In case you don't know why all of this is so sad and unbelievable in what was once recognized as a great example of democracy," she defined these words: insurrection, a violent uprising against an authority or government; anarchy, a state of disorder due to absence or non-recognition of authority; sedition, conduct or speech inciting people to rebel against the authority of a state. Newly sworn in Cobb Sheriff Craig Owens, "What we saw happen in the halls of Congress must be a wake-up call for our country, or else we risk becoming like the very countries where we send our soldiers. Domestic terrorism is real and it must be addressed. As sheriff, I will work with federal, state, and local law enforcement to keep the people of Cobb County safe." Owens, a Democrat, had kind words for Georgia's Republican governor and others in state office. He said, "While there has been a severe lack of leadership at the national level, I applaud Governor Kemp and other state officials for swiftly condemning these anti-American acts." State Representative Don Parsons, a Republican from North Cobb, "The longer this deeply troubling mob action in our nation's capital continues, the likelihood of serious violence and loss of life increases. The President of the United States should immediately, clearly, and unequivocally communicate that message to them, and also the message that their lawlessness is an embarrassment to our nation. And furthermore, it is a direct threat to our Constitution and to the constitutional duties of the United States Congress." Lisa Cupid, newly elected chair of the Cobb Board of Commissioners, simply said, "Sad day in our history." State Representative Terry Anulowitz, Democrat from Smyrna, took exception to the theory that the rioters weren't Trump supporters at all, but came from the left and disguised themselves in Make America Great Again hats and waved Trump flags. She said, "No, Antifa activists didn't storm the Capitol yesterday. Stop it. If you believe this, you do yourself a disservice. Some of you I see on here spreading doubts and misinformation often talk about your respect for law enforcement. Is believing random people and hearsay on parlay your idea of an actual investigation? Think critically." Cobb School Board member Jaha Howard, "Say it. Tell the hard truth. Our children are watching what law and order means, if you're white. Cobb County School District is 2/3 children of color. This is not lost on them, their families, nor their white classmates. How you choose to explain or ignore what is happening will make all the difference of our country's future." Fellow Cobb School Board member Sharice Davis, "We are a nation riddled with unresolved problems. Are we willing to confront those issues for the benefit of ourselves and our children? Or do we just want to continue with the status quo? If it's the latter, then sadly, I would expect more days like today." Cobb GOP Chairman Jason Shepherd, "Peaceful protest is cool whether I agree with you or not. Non-peaceful protest is not cool whether I agree with you or not." State Senator Jen Jordan, Democrat from Sandy Springs, "This is what happens when those that are charged with guarding and enforcing the rule of law have instead chosen to be cowards. You all know who you are, and so do the American people." and State Representative Ed Setzler, Republican from Acworth. I condemn the violence today at the U.S. Capitol that led to a female veteran being killed and congressmen donning gas masks as rioters tried to breach the doors of the U.S. House. Violence is not part of the conservative movement. On Monday, January 11th, the Georgia General Assembly begins the process of fixing our state's flawed election system, Setzler said. Georgia will verify every vote, provide unprecedented transparency to citizens, maintain legitimate chain of custody, and ensure our election rules are written by the elected representatives of the people. Now, on to some news items that are a little less politically charged. An around-town tip of the cap to Marietta attorney Lance LaRusso, who serves as legal counsel for the Georgia Fraternal Order of Police. LaRusso's latest book, and he's written many, his latest book, Firefighters in the Hot Seat, A Firefighter's Guide to OPS Investigations, earned a 2020 Best Indie Book Award for Best Nonfiction in Labor and Employment Law. LaRusso, who specializes in public safety issues, draws upon his experience as an EMT, law enforcement officer, in writing the book. The annual Best Indie Book Award is an international literary award contest recognizing outstanding achievement by independent authors. And the Sick Bay Report. Former Marietta Mayor Bill Dunaway and his wife Dot are sick with the COVID-19. Dunaway said on his Facebook page last week that he tested positive and has to quarantine until January 11th. He had a fever that had gone away and was feeling better early this week. Hell of a way to welcome in the new year, he said. By Wednesday, Dot had also tested positive. This goes along real well with the results of yesterday's election results, Dunaway wrote. At least this means we can sleep in the same bed together, he said. Speaking of COVID, State Senator Kate Kirkpatrick, who made a full recovery after getting the virus way back in March, has been participating in an antibody study at Emory. Kirkpatrick reports that so far she still has antibodies and has donated plasma 3 times. COVID-19 vaccine is being distributed throughout the state, and hopefully the supply will soon catch up with the demand, Kirkpatrick said. As a physician, I would encourage everyone to hang in there for a few more months and continue to follow CDC guidelines. And that's today's trip around town.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast was produced by BG Ad Group in Marietta, directed by Jacob Sutherland. Please subscribe to the podcast to get the latest hyperlocal news and information from Cobb County's new source, the Marietta Daily Journal. Please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts and be sure to tell your friends.